Many Floridians have jobs but can't afford health insurance. They often end up with just one option for primary care, the state's free and charitable clinics. The first of an ongoing series about these clinics, Health News Florida editor Julio Ochoa introduces you to some of the patients who use them.
A mild stroke sent St. Petersburg resident Lori No to St. Anthony's Hospital in May. She was feeling a pain in her leg, but didn't think much of it.
And I walked in the Sam's Club, my whole side of my face went numb. So I went home, called my mommy, and she said, get to the hospital.
No, who was in her 50s, didn't have insurance, but she knew about the St. Petersburg Free Clinic. That's where she headed after the hospital. During a visit last month, No sat in an exam room at the clinic, which looks like a typical doctor's office.
It was mostly your face that was numb. Was that a Bell palsy or was that a stroke?
They said it was a stroke.
Dr. Frederick Guerrier scans her chart.
EKG was normal. Your hemoglobin. You smoke?
Yeah. I almost quit, though. We're down maybe 4 or 5 cigarettes a day.
This sounds like any other doctor-patient exchange, but there's one difference. Dr. Guerrier is a volunteer. He's one of several who work for free to keep the clinic operating on a budget of less than $900,000 a year. There are more than 100 free clinics like this in Florida. For some patients, like No, the clinics are their only option. Dr. Ajoy Kumar is the St. Petersburg Clinic's medical director.
Everybody that comes through here, we're basically a way station. You know, if you can get someplace, get the job, get the insurance, you know, mm-hmm. take care of your health, good for you. You know, that's all we want.
No says she signed up for the Affordable Care Act years ago, but had to drop it after she lost her job and couldn't afford to pay the premiums.
It was either you eat food or you pay health insurance. You know, and it's like, what is it going to be? I had 3 kids and a husband. We're going to eat.
The charitable clinics don't turn people away, but patients have to meet requirements to get regular care. First, they must be between 18 and 65 years old and have no health insurance. Many clinics also require patients to prove how much money they make. Those who make too little are usually eligible for county-level health insurance. Steve Peters found a free clinic in Brandon called The Outreach when he was going through a rough patch. Peters lost his health insurance when his flower business started going under about 8 years ago.
My business started going bad. I had to drop myself from the insurance. I was paying my employees, but I couldn't do it.
He sunk every penny he had into paying off the business's debts, and then he went through a divorce. Peters had been working 7 days a week for years, and his health was deteriorating. Then, a blood clot in his leg landed him in the emergency room last year. He needed regular blood checks, but couldn't afford them.
I ended up back in the hospital sick, really sicker this time, and close to death.
A woman from the outreach clinic visited Peters in the hospital. She told him it didn't matter if he had no money. The clinic would take care of him.
And they helped me. And thank God they helped me. So like I said, I owe my debt of gratitude to this place.
He's much better now and working again. Next year, he'll turn 65. Medicare will kick in, and he won't need the clinic anymore. Dr. Kumar from the St. Petersburg Clinic says many of the patients he treats have similar stories.
You will see this is real America here. Right. Okay, this is what people that aren't lawmakers or people that are really wealthy always say. Those two types of folks right there, they can get access to a physician all the time. It's the rest of America that isn't a lawmaker, isn't fabulously wealthy, or even wealthy, have struggles.
And that's what motivates Kumar and others to keep these clinics going. For Health News Florida, I'm Julio Ochoa.
The story is produced as part of the University of Southern California Center for Health Journalism's National Fellowship.